to another edition of WhatTheRef.com. The podcast is back on the air for a Friday afternoon. I am your host, Todd Kaufman, alongside Jason Lloyd and Russell Moran. Boys, we got a sports week ahead of us. The NFL is back on. The NBA, however, is not.
Training camp, boys. Training camp.
Are you guys surprised? Let's start with the NFL. The NFL lockout ended, I believe, what was it? Well, it was official Monday?
Officially Monday.
Monday.
It was Monday.
Officially Monday.
So, are you surprised that a deal got done on Monday, or do you expect this to roll out a little bit longer?
I'll be the first to say, I'm going to eat crow here. I thought this lockout was going to get into the preseason. I did not think we were going to have football this soon. So, go ahead, take notes, write it down. I was wrong.
I believe that I was on the 4th of July podcast that said it was going to be done weeks earlier. So I will eat crow as well. I was wrong. Opposite spectrum, but I thought this would be done a lot earlier.
Well, we talked about, I think on the last podcast, and I said the word around NFL circles that was that the NFL was not going to miss any income. Because if they missed preseason games or even regular season games, it was going to cost the owner something like $200 million a game or something like that.
Yeah.
So the word was there was no way that the owners were going to let that happen. So when they got under the gun, they got the deal done. And, you know, there's some strange rules that now apply. I think practices can only be 3 hours instead of 2 days. And, you know, there's all sorts of...
I'll tell you what, Albert Haynesworth is happy about that, gentlemen.
Well, I'll tell you what...
Gosh, that guy's happy
about that.
Most
veterans are happy about that. I mean, Brett Favre's coming back now.
I'm not talking about Brett Favre. Would you agree the New England Patriots are now the Super Bowl favorites? They have to be, don't they?
They are putting a lot of pieces of the puzzle together. I'm just curious how this is going to work out with this Haynesworth with them.
I'm going to say the AFC are because I don't know if the Patriots are the favorites. I just blew it there because I think the Jets might be them. Because if you've got Revis and they're – I mean, we all know they'll see the writing on the wall. Unless this becomes a Cliff Lee deal where a dark horse comes and takes a – Omni, they're going to have two shutdown,
lockdown corners.
Dude, I mean, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? It's not going to be a matter of playing their defense. It's going to be a matter of surviving their defense.
We got Asamoah Island on this side, and we got Revis Island on the other side.
Now you got the peninsula in the middle, and you're good to go. I mean,
Todd, what do you think, man?
Well, look at what the New England Patriots have been able to do. The guys that they've brought in who have been troublemakers in the past and have been turned around. Randy Moss is one. Cedric Benson is another. Yep, Albert Haynesworth now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Chad Ochocinco.
Corey Dillon. I think Corey Dillon's who I meant, not Cedric Benson.
Yeah, they didn't bring Cedric.
Yeah, Corey Dillon was one. But the players that they've have brought in and have able to tell these guys, look, you're playing with a team. They've got a lot of veteran leadership, and I think Bill Belichick is saying, if you want a Super Bowl, straighten up and fly right.
He's just telling them it's my way or the highway. I mean, everyone thinks that the Great Wall got tore down in Germany, but this guy is the Iron Curtain. I mean, he runs his ship like he runs a ship, and it's my way or the highway. So I don't know. I mean, Mike Shanahan tried to do that same thing in Washington. Albert Haynesworth revolted. Now, whether it was because it was a 3-4, 4-3,
Dude, he didn't want to play 3-4. He didn't want to get double teams. Stats go down, lose Hall of Fame credit.
I agree, but what I'm saying is
a little
Mike
bit
Shanahan,
lazy, but, you know.
Yeah, Mike Shanahan basically came in and said, listen, we're going to do it my way. That guy just revolted. So I'm curious to see how it goes, but, I mean, Bill Belichick's got a winning formula over there, that's for sure.
Now, was he traded or did he sign?
Who was that?
Haynesworth.
Haynesworth was traded from Washington, right?
Yeah, there was some weird deal going on with a couple, I thought, some other trades or something, but I could be wrong on that, so I don't know.
Well, since we're in Dallas, let's talk a little bit about the Dallas Cowboys. Were you guys surprised at some of the cuts that were made?
No, not at all.
Roy Williams?
No.
Butterfingers?
See, that surprised me because...
Really?
What I had originally heard was if Roy Williams was cut, it was going to cost the Cowboys $12 million against the cap. Well, with the new CBA rules, what they did was, hey, we're going to cut them retroactive to June 1st, and that way, instead of a $12 million cap hit, I think they got like a $5 million payday.
Yes.
Yeah, they hit jackpot on that. I mean, first of all, I don't know what's going on with Roy's sponsors, but I know Butter, Crisco, Betty Crocker, all of them are upset because that man soaks his hands in butter before he goes out onto the field.
That Cowboys, guy can't catch a cold, man.
I mean, that guy just – anyway, I'm glad to see him go.
And you know what? And like you said, we're from Dallas. And what kind of hat are you wearing right now, Jason? A Texas hat.
Texas hat. I'm a homer.
Okay.
I can't deny it.
We it's not that we don't like where he's from or we don't like him, but his game is just – it's not been there, guys.
Well, I mean, what did we give up? We gave up a first round, a third round for him, draft choices, and something else. And this guy, like a lot of people are saying, he was never a number one receiver. He was at best a three receiver who was getting paid like he was a number one receiver.
And thought he was number one, and that's the problem.
But, hey, and I mean, you know, look at the guy. He's mailing proposal rings to people. So, I mean, can we be shocked
$75,000.
Yeah, can we be shocked by that? Rings. So,
hey, you know what? And she shut him down. Mm. She shut him down. She said no, just like the Cowboys.
Well, I mean,
did.
Now,
you know where he's playing now?
Well, Chi-Town.
He's going to go to Chicago.
Well, what happened? As soon as that ring hit her finger, it was like soaked in butter. It just fell right off. I mean, just on
and
par.
And that's why she couldn't get the money back because she's like, she dropped it. Yeah, she lost it down the drain.
It's on par for the course. So.
Well, Sam Hurd also joined him in Chicago.
I hate to see him go. I like that guy.
I did not want to see Sam Hurd
go. I like that guy a lot. He's got a lot of heart, a big time special teams guy.
He's not afraid to go over the middle. And he will catch the – now, he did have some problems last year. He dropped some big key plays. But generally speaking, he's got really good
hands.
I mean,
you take a look at that guy who also does it on special teams for you. He was also a special teams captain. He was never afraid to get down there, stick his hat in there and get some action. I hated to see that guy go. So.
You know, our own Todd Kaufman wrote an article that's on our website, whattheref.com. I don't think Dez got to worry about carrying his bags anymore. Todd? Mm.
No, and you know what? And I had written an article that Dez got his wish and Roy Williams got cut, and now Dez is the number one receiver. But, you know, there was – you know, the Cowboys can say what they want. They can do the politically correct thing and say that there's no problem between these two guys. But I think fans and media were smarter than that to think that these two guys were buddy-buddy the entire season. These guys didn't like each other.
No, not at all.
Yeah, these guys weren't going out afterwards and hanging out and having a beer. These guys didn't like each other.
No. I mean, Roy kept his pants up, Dez kept his pants down, and they didn't go to the same malls. So,
look, Dez is all about Dez. I mean, let's get one thing straight. Dez believes that he, and I think this has a lot to do with being a first-round pick, and Jerry Jones, you know, was the one that wanted him and pushed hard for him, while apparently, according to reports a couple years ago, or I guess it was last year's draft, wasn't it, that the Cowboys did not want Dez Bryant.
Really?
But Jerry Jones said, no, this is my guy.
Well, Jerry's a riverboat gambler, so he's going to put his money. It all goes back, I think, to the whole situation with missing Randy Moss. He did not want to miss another star receiver. And so he's going to put, you know, his money out there and try to go get this guy. And he's a riverboat gambler, and it may pay off and it may not. We'll just see. So,
well, the NFL is definitely back. And with games, I know the one game that they did miss is the Hall of Fame game.
Yes.
And, you know, people can say that that's not a big deal. But
that's not a big deal.
Well, no, wait a minute. The Hall of Fame game is a game that's been played for, I mean, I don't know how long it's been there. But that's, I think it's
5 years.
But look at the town that it takes place in. I mean, this is a place that was counting on the economy.
Where does it take place again?
I think it's up in South Bend, isn't it?
Indiana. I thought it was in Cincy. I thought it was in Ohio.
Maybe it is. It's where the Hall of Fame is. Yeah.
Which brings me to another topic, guys. I'm glad.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you so much, Todd, for leading into this.
Boom.
Can I leave now?
Yeah, you can't. You know what?
Hang tight.
You know, we were just talking about
it's time to railroad
the Patriots. We got Chad Ochocinco. They got traded to the Patriots. Okay, right. He was not a free agent.
Right.
We got former Bengals in Cincinnati, Carson Palmer. He asked to get traded, didn't he?
Oh, he got shut down by Mike Brown.
And what did they say? No, they said you need to live up to your contract.
Oh my god!
If you don't live up to your contract, we're not trading you. Chad Ochocinco comes in a week later. Oh sure, Chad. You want to go to the Patriots? Here we go.
Mike Brown's just doing that to spite him.
You know what?
That's all that is, guys.
He is proving that no one should play for the Bengals. He's making
that's why no one wants to play for
the
Bengals.
That's the entire point.
Yeah, no one wants to play for the Bengals. So no one wants to play for the Bengals
because
Mike Brown does stuff like that. This is on par for the course. So.
You know, I saw Hard Knocks a couple years ago, and I saw when their rookie, I think their rookie center or the rookie guard came in, held out a little bit, and this owner was just a complete, I don't know him personally, but they made him look to look like an idiot. They really did. And I don't think they had to try that hard. I'm just telling
you. He does a good job himself.
Telling you, and this just confirmed it in my mind more that, man, this guy does not know how to do good business. I mean, you're going to give up a Carson Palmer, Palmer, instead of trading him,
getting something
and get
out of
something,
him.
Get a sixth round, a fifth round, a fourth round, something. Whatever you can get, and get nothing.
Well, he's more worried, guys. What is he's more? Mike Brown's more worried about his ego here, and he wants to go out of his way to try to stick it to Carson Palmer, just like you said, as opposed to getting something in return for that. So
I'm just telling you right now, Bengals are done. Put a fork in them.
They're done. Cook them up.
They are in a rebuilding year for the next 20 years. No, I mean, no one's going to want to go there.
Wait. Hold on.
Listening. Let's go, Todd.
Cincinnati, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, drafted a quarterback that we all know right here out of Dallas-Fort Worth.
Yes, Andy Dalton.
That's right. I'm not ready to say that Cincinnati's done.
Okay, who's he going to throw to?
Who doesn't need to throw to?
Anybody. He's got to have a receiver.
Why do you have... No, my,
gonna
my
run
point,
for these yards?
I mean, who's he going to throw to?
My point
who's
is...
Who's going to hand the ball off to? Who's going to teach him the NFL?
A good quarterback needs to, in my opinion, needs to sit
and
all
right, we're
watch.
Making Todd... Todd, go ahead. Tell us. Come on.
Hey, you guys are fine. Go ahead.
No, tell us what's on your heart. What's on your mind?
No, see, here's the problem with... Oh, I'm going to go on a rant on Dallas fans.
Uh-oh.
No, it's not going to happen. He doesn't need a big-name wide receiver to throw to. You don't need a Chad Ochocinco. You don't need a TJ Huzmanzada. You don't need a big-name wide receiver. When did you need a big-name? How did Roy Williams work out?
Okay, Todd, let me ask
How's
you this.
How's Des Bryant working
Who's
out so far?
Who's doing it big without a big-name receiver? Let me pose that question. Who's doing it without a big-name receiver? A true number one. Who's doing it without him?
Before Ochocinco and Randy Moss were in New England, who'd they have?
Did they win before then?
Yes. Randy Moss didn't win a Super Bowl there.
Let's look up the stats. Come on, stat boy.
Stats. Let's get the intern on this. Okay, what years are we looking here, guys?
I think we had Dion Branch. I think we had
Did Green Bay
Vincent,
have any big-name wide
Vincent,
receivers?
Yeah, Donald Driver.
He's a big name?
Greg Jennings? Win.
Yeah. Yeah, those, yeah.
Greg Their Jennings put the names? Teams on his back.
Up there, yeah.
They're not stars.
Yes, they are stars.
Are you
they
kidding
are
me?
Pro Bowl...
That
Hall
man,
of Famer.
Greg Jennings, puts a team on his back.
Well, that's fine. But these guys are not superstars. These
all right,
guys,
fans.
These guys
hey,
are not
hey this is your
Cinco.
Chance.
These guys are not Randy Moss. This is not Terrell Owens.
What the ref fans is your chance to go on our website and our Facebook and let us know. What do you think?
Hey,
are they stars?
Russell.
I'm listening.
How'd Terrell Owens work out?
Dude, he hasn't.
Hey, he hasn't. I'm not going to disagree there.
Big-name wide receivers – don't guarantee you anything.
I'm not saying they guarantee. I'm just saying, who's he going to throw to?
Donald Driver is. I'm going to have to disagree. Donald Driver is a big-time receiver.
Donald Driver is the real deal. Yes, sir.
He might be a big-time receiver, but he's not a superstar.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Are you kidding me? Donald Driver and Greg Jennings are not big-time receivers. Who's a big-time receiver?
What did I just say?
Who's a big-time receiver?
What did I just say, Jason?
Who's a big-time receiver? That's what I want to know.
Here we go. Jason, what I said was... I didn't say they weren't big-time receivers.
They weren't number ones?
I said they weren't superstars.
Okay, who's a superstar receiver?
Who's a superstar?
Rattle some off.
If you look at Donald Driver's stats, I don't have them pulled up, but I remember him from last year that he was leading the league in a lot of stats. If he was in a large market area, he would be a superstar. So, if my opinion, he's not a superstar because he doesn't have the Hollywoodness around him.
He just said he wasn't a superstar, Jason.
Because of his market.
Ochocinco was a superstar. He was in Cincinnati. It's not a big market.
Dude, he changed his name to Ochocinco. He made... Yes, that's
you,
all marketing.
No, you just said you can't be... You're not going to be a superstar in a small market.
But he's a pro bowler. Okay. Donald Driver is a legitimate number one receiver, and he's a great receiver. Let's put it this way. If Donald Driver is playing for the Bengals right now, I would still... I don't think they have a great quarterback, and he's too young, but they would still have a good chance.
2010, Donald Driver, 15 games.
My point is, I've seen enough of it.
Yards.
I've seen Andy
How many touchdowns?
61 touchdowns.
I've seen
four. Sorry about that. Four touchdowns. Sorry about
61
that.
61 touchdowns. Wow.
That was a typo.
Okay, he's a Hall of Famer last year. Okay. he can quit tomorrow, and he's...
Wait, how many touchdowns did
61 touchdowns. Is that what we said?
He was out, looks like, I guess, with injury or somebody. Oh, had four touchdowns.
Really?
Yep.
That's it?
He averaged 11 yards.
That's it?
He averaged a first down.
Yep.
My Lord.
Would you have to average a first
down?
I've
seen Andy Dalton enough, and okay. I know that you can say that college does not – what's the word I'm looking for?
Predict the future.
Whatever. it doesn't translate to the NFL.
At all.
Agreed.
At least to some quarterbacks. Some might say that...
Ryan Leaf, Tebow, go ahead.
Some might say that SEC quarterbacks are better built for the NFL. Signed, Jamarcus Russell.
Mm. Yeah, they are. Mm-hmm.
The real deal right there.
Even Peyton Manning wasn't a star in his first year.
Vince Young.
He stunk his first year. And by the way, Vince Young, there was a
Where's
quote,
he going to land? Go ahead.
He went to Philadelphia.
No, he hasn't signed yet, but that's where he's going.
Well, I
to
heard
go.
That he had. There was a quote from...
You heard it first here on What the Ref.
No, that was actually earlier this morning. What I was going to say was there was a quote from Michael Vick that absolutely made me laugh. Michael Vick said, and I quote, "I cannot wait to mentor Vince Young."
That is hilarious.
Are you out of your mind?
That is hilarious.
Is that the blind leading the blind?
That's exactly what I thought. That was my first thought.
I didn't even hear that.
Leading the blind.
That's good stuff, guys. I did not even hear
that. I did not know that.
If I was in my car, I'd have just drove off the road.
TK just brought something to the table right here.
I would have just drove off the road laughing and hit the ditch.
Are we saying that? What's he going to mentor him in?
Dog fighting? I mean, hey, everyone's thinking it.
Boom! You are right. We just laid that bomb there. So... Michael Vick's going to teach Vince Young what, to stay in the pocket like I did for one season? For half a season?
I don't even know.
How to survive prison? I mean, what's he going to do?
Maybe weightlifting, how you pump iron out on the pavement.
That's a mistake.
T.O.'s pretty good at that, though.
That's in his driveway, yes.
Yeah.
That's a mistake. That's just ball. That's all there is to it. Well, so,
hey, I want to bring up another topic, guys. What about Jay Ratliff, being a Cowboys homer, what about Jay Ratliff checking into camp, weighing in at under 300 pounds? Do you guys want your nose tackle weighing in? Do you guys, first of all, do you think that he was effective last season at his weight, and now this guy's losing weight? What do you guys think about that? The big rat.
Okay. I don't know him personally, but...
He's a good guy, I do.
Yeah, sure. he went to Auburn. All right. He graduated with one of my really good friends. Give a shout-out to Darius Allen. Used to be a running back, played with Cadillac Williams in Auburn. He knows Jay personally. And all I'm going to say is, regardless of his weight loss, that boy is on steroids.
He's on them peds?
He is on them like crazy, dude.
So you're saying the him being down 18 pounds, checking into camp at 285 is not going to be a problem?
Dude, I'm telling you right now,
activate for
he's me. Been on steroids since about second, third year.
Listen, I like what he's producing on Sundays, so keep popping the pills like Skittles.
So I'm not saying anything about it. I'm just telling you. You mentioned him, and I can't promise that, but I've got inside sources saying that.
You got the inside track.
He knows that stuff's been happening.
Well, it goes, you know, again, that goes back to this whole lockout. The teams weren't able to be in contact with their players. You got guys doing stuff. You got Jay Ratliff down 18 pounds. You got Gerard with the knee surgery, different stuff like that. So just wanted to drop that sports nugget on you guys. So
okay, so let me ask you this. We're still talking about the lockout here. What about Minnesota? How do you feel about what they've done?
What have they done?
Well, they got McNabb. They got
work,
rid of.
How'd that work out for Washington?
I'm asking you. What do you think? I don't think it's going to work. They got rid of Sidney Rice.
I think that was an important piece of the puzzle that they needed.
I think they needed Sidney Rice.
They don't have. I don't believe they have Bernard Berrian either.
And they don't have. And Percy Harvin's. They didn't have him last year.
That team's going to go down the drain.
So what's going to happen now? Is Adrian Peterson going to get a? I mean, how many years is left on his contract?
They're going to give it to that big, big white running back out of Stanford. He's going to start shouldering the load.
I like him, by the way.
I do too.
I watched him at Stanford. He's got a lot of toughness. That kid's
like
going
to
be good.
I like him. He likes to stick his nose in there and get it. But as far as targets on the going over the top, going outside, I don't know where they're going
to
go.
Are you just
going
to screen it to AP for now on?
Whatever works, I guess. But all day is going to end up with some injuries if you start increasing his workload.
Here's one thing I noticed throughout the last week. I have never, ever, ever seen an NFL frenzy like it's been. I mean, there are going to be so many fantasy league owners out there and fantasy league team owners that are going to say, who's even playing now? Dude, Moss hasn't even signed to a contract yet. Braylon Edwards got, I think he got cut by the Jets.
He still is not locked up.
They signed Santonio Holmes, but got rid of Brad Smith. Not get rid of him. They missed out on Brad Smith. The Jets did.
Didn't Hines Ward? He's out there now too, isn't he?
I don't know. No. Randall L.
Antoine Randall L.
Is gone.
Okay, he's out there.
They paid him too much and not producing.
Percy Harvin and Bernard Berrian, by the way, are still listed on Minnesota's okay. depth chart.
But Percy, he's the one with the migraine problem.
Yeah.
Now, they said they got that fixed, but you know what? They also say they're going to win the Super Bowl, so let's see what happens there. I mean,
yep. not holding my breath on that one.
They also said they had no problems on a boat a couple years ago, but you know. You know what life's like on a boat.
They have another familiar name.
This boat is real.
And Jason, you being a Big 12 guy, would recognize the name. He's actually, at this point, he's third on the depth chart because McNabb isn't listed on the depth chart. Number one on the depth chart without McNabb is Christian Ponder, the quarterback out of Florida State. Second on the depth chart is a guy by the name of Joe Webb. He's out of... UAB, University of Alabama, Birmingham.
And he played in a couple games last year.
He was drafted 6th round, 30th overall, or excuse me, 30th pick in the 6th round by the Minnesota Vikings mm-hmm. last year. And last but certainly not least on the depth chart is former Oklahoma quarterback, I got kicked off the team, Rhett Bomar.
Oh, Grand Prairieite right there. He actually went to a school on the north side of town and ended up going to, I believe it was Stephen F. Austin.
Why does he always bring up the Grand Prairie High Schools every time I mention somebody?
Boom,
goes
it's
there.
Only about the south side of Grand Prairie.
You notice I didn't mention Bernard Berry went to Fresno State?
But.
Although I'm wearing a Fresno State shirt and hat
until,
right now.
But you just did.
Yeah, but every time I bring up somebody, you know, I brought up Bernard Berry without saying where he's from. Every time I bring up somebody from Grand Prairie, Jake.
Grand Prairie High School.
Listen, we got to get those Grand Prairie guys out here.
We're localized, guys.
Now, listen, being a Grand Prairie homer, I do have to say, that guy, when he was playing, and before he got popped for working at the car dealership, well, excuse me, I guess getting paid at the car dealership, but not working at the car dealership. Yeah, exactly. That guy was a beast out there. He had a lot of potential. He ends up going, I think, to Stephen F. Austin or something like that. And he actually does real, real well. So he was... If I remember correctly, he was leading a scout team for one of the teams last year in the NFL. But I don't hold me to that, guys. But I'm curious to see. You said he's third on the depth chart.
Oh, right now he's going to be fourth when McNabb comes in because they haven't updated this depth chart.
Yeah, he's not going to play this season, guys. Mm. Sorry.
Going to run the practice squad again.
If that.
Yeah.
He might be coaching for North, dude. You never know.
He could be, or he could get employed at a car dealership, but he might actually have to work there.
They may not make him work. You never know, dude.
Don't hold me to that.
I mean, most car salesmen don't work anyway.
Well, I mean, he is from the north side of town, so you know what type of riffraffs come from the north side of Grand Prairie. So, yeah, moving on.
So, I think we got some baseball news today, guys.
Boom. Todd, drop some nuggets on us.
What's baseball?
Baseball's that white.
Is there anything going on in baseball right now?
That white round thing.
Yes, there's a lot going on in baseball. The trade deadline comes up Sunday at 11 o'clock p.m.
Central
time. That's Eastern. Is it Central or Eastern time?
Well, it's 3 Eastern time, so that would be 11 Central time, right?
It's what now?
I don't know. I thought it was 3 Eastern time.
3 Eastern. Why would that be 11 Central?
I don't know. I don't do the night.
Out of whack.
I don't know.
Wow.
Hey, you know what? Hey, what? We have baseball.
What?
Don't ask questions.
Yes, we do.
Russell's.
We have
a remote location somewhere in the Caribbean with those time zones.
I don't know where that one came from.
My mind's in Cancun right now, boys. Actually, my mind's in the training camp. I'm heading there as soon as we're done.
You want to try that one again, or should I move on?
Let's go do it. Let's go to baseball. Come on. What we got?
All right. So the Rangers have been chasing down one Heath Bell, San Diego Padres closer. Listening to San Diego radio station, XX1090, who's the flagship station for the San Diego Padres. And lo and behold, what do I hear? The San Diego Padres have asked for one Derek Holland and one Jerickson Profar.
The Dutch oven.
Not the Dutch oven.
Now, wait a minute. Now, wait. Derek Holland is not going to be in the deal.
Good.
Jerickson Profar is not going to be in the deal. The Rangers have made it very, very clear that they're not going to trade this young shortstop. I am going to be willing to bet that either this winter or at the trade deadline next year that Elvis Andrews is going to be gone.
Well, have you seen how many errors he's had this year?
He's got 18, and he's not even three quarters of the way done.
And how many did he have last year?
15. All
the entire year.
Yeah. So, that being said, with Feliz...
See you, Elvis.
With Feliz struggling like he is...
Elvis left the building.
Well, he hasn't left the building yet. Profar isn't quite ready, but they
Elvis is leaving the building.
They
all
love
right.
this kid. The Rangers absolutely love Profar.
By the way, 4 p.m. Eastern is a trade deadline. Go ahead, Todd.
4 p.m. Eastern. Okay, thank you. Which would be 3 p.m. Pacific. I don't know where you got 11 and 3. Anyway.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Sabermetrics at work.
So the Padres and Rangers were at the Padres and Rangers were at a standstill earlier today, and when that rumor came out, it kind of made sense. But when I talked to a source who told me that Profar's name hadn't been brought up in over a week, so that apparently what was being reported in San Diego was old news. Now, here's where we are right now. I was told on the way here that the Rangers are very, very close to acquiring Heath Bell. Derek Holland is not going to be part of the deal. At this point, the names that I would imagine will be part of it, Angel Beltre, a minor league outfielder.
All right.
Robbie Erlin, a left-hander in the minor leagues, who the Rangers are very high on but don't think has much of a, I guess, a future with this team. He's not our number one. The Padres really like him. They scouted him on Tuesday. San Diego seems to really like him. So maybe those are the two guys that they want. Neil Ramirez is another guy that was mentioned. Joe Wieland is another. But it sounds like the Rangers and Padres are getting very close, but the Angels are very much in the race. Philadelphia has jumped back in because apparently San Diego...
Are you telling us that someone's trying to come in here and upend us again like Philly did and break our hearts, Todd?
Yep.
Is that what you're saying? They're going to stab me in the heart with a stick and just try to destroy me?
I want to go back to something you said. Did you say Beltre, our third baseman? He's in the mix?
No, a left...
Angel.
Angel Beltre.
Was a minor league outfielder.
Okay, good. You scared me for a second.
No.
Is he a young kid, Todd? What's the ref? Age?
Angel Beltre?
Yes.
Yeah, I think he's in his early... I think he's 20...
Okay.
20.
Okay, so majority of sports fans out there don't know a lot of minor league talk. So let's get to the big rumors. So we've heard Heath Bell might be coming here for some prospects.
Well, here's some of the names that the Rangers are looking at. Kyle Farnsworth is a reliever from the Tampa Bay Rays. Tyler Clippard's a 26-year-old reliever with the Washington Nationals. He is an absolute stud, and he's a guy that you can sign long-term, and he's going to be a lot less expensive than Heath Bell. If you sign Heath Bell long-term, he's going to cost you anywhere from $10 to $12 million a year. Also, Bell came out yesterday and said he wants to return to San Diego and will give them a discount to re-sign.
A hometown homeboy, huh?
Yeah, but the problem is the Rangers are going, wait a minute, we're going to give up two prospects, although not being top prospects, for a guy that's going to return to San Diego next year, so we're giving up two prospects for what?
For a rentally.
A rental.
For nothing.
Yep.
Because he's going to leave. So anyway, he's going to give San Diego a discount. He's not going to give Texas one, although his parents do live here.
So, all right. So if you had to sum it up percentage-wise.
We've been down that road.
Todd, if you had to sum it up percentage-wise, what do you think of the chances this still going through? We had an 80-20 split, or where are we at on this?
This is going to be – I think this is 90% right now. The Rangers want Heath Bell and the Padres.
You're talking a 90-10 split is what you're going with?
Yeah. Right. I think 90% of this deal is going to get done.
All right. We're going to transition real quick, guys. I've got a question for you. We're talking about baseball. This is something that has been on the What the Ref site, What the Ref page. It's what the Ref was actually developed, WTREF.com. The reason that it's here, okay? A couple nights ago, Pirates were playing an 18-inning ball game, and the ump called – what happened now? The ump called the dude safe.
He was out by
– but he was out by 5 feet.
He was out.
If you watch the replay, and there's several different angles on it.
And everyone says the same thing.
See, I'm not 100% sure on that.
Wait a minute. Go ahead.
The throw beat him by a mile.
Yes.
I mean, a country mile, not just a city mile. We're talking about a country mile.
But when he slid, he came up short. Now, what the umpire was in a bad position to see. What I think he saw was the glove coming up short on the tag. That's what I think he might have seen. Do I think it was out? Yeah. Do I think that the umpire could have missed it on a split second? Yes. Does this bring up a conversation of replay in baseball?
Todd,
yes, it does.
And that's where I wanted to go with this.
You know what, Todd? Does this mean Helen Keller saw this? Yes, Helen Keller saw that guy was out. We need instant replay. I was not on board with instant replay until, you know, I start seeing these horrendous offenses against baseball. I'm getting on board with some instant replay.
Now, here's my problem with instant replay is it can't be. Yeah, exactly. But here's the thing. Everybody says that baseball is too long. You know the average baseball game takes less time to play than the average football game?
Yes, but here's what's the problem. The New York and Red Sox rivalries, they average 3 hours and 32 minutes. That's what I heard on ESPN yesterday.
The Red Sox and Yankees rivalries. Okay.
3 hours. That's the average. 3 hours, 32 minutes. Gotcha. So that's longer than most sporting events. Here's what I'm saying. There's some things you can cut out.
How do you streamline it?
Okay, very simple. Now, you don't get it a lot, but when you get a pitch out, you got to pitch out four balls.
Right.
Cut that out. Pitch out one ball, say, this is a pitch out. Let's go. Okay, you're not hurting your pitcher. Yeah. You're not taking away pitches from him. That's streamlining it. That's going to take away a good minimum 2 minutes.
I don't know.
Hey, I'm just telling you, that's an easy way to streamline that. I'm not going to say it's going to save you an hour right there, but over scheme of things, that's going to save some time. You got any other ideas?
I don't. I wish I had a different solution.
Fans, we need you here.
My big thing about baseball is I love the tradition of the game. That's why I was so anti about replay. You know, and
old man here.
I'm telling you, old man in a 31-year-old body. But it's just getting to the point where these calls are getting so bad and getting missed so often, and you have no checks and balances. Well, these guys are—they're not checks and balances in the umpires.
Well, they don't. There's the reason there's no checks and balances is because the umpires cannot get fired. They can't get demoted.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Nothing happens.
Exactly my point. There's no type of consequences for it.
You know, when we were talking yesterday, we saw a bad play at the park, and here's what I had somebody, a fan, twerp in and say. Tweet in, whatever it's called. I think that instant replay is a product of people who grew up with do-overs. It takes the human element out of the game. Okay? So the key is it takes the human element out of the game. Now, here's my response, and correct me if I'm wrong. The human species is always evolving. One of our greatest assets is that humans strive to get better. So, being the quote-unquote human element, wouldn't that mean progression and improving the game? If said so, instant replay.
Well, here's the problem with instant replay, and this is where it needs to come to a stop. The problem with instant replay is if you put it in the hands of the managers, they're going to start picking this apart because they're going to start replaying every single bad strike and ball call that there is. You've got to limit this to home runs, and you've got to limit this to close calls.
Do we go maybe even after the
seventh inning?
Well, do we do something like the NFL where you get one or two?
No, because they're going to start picking balls and strikes apart.
No, that's not even.
No, I know what you're saying.
You get two challenges, I guess you could say.
But that's what I'm saying. They're going to start challenging balls and strikes. I know how managers
think. Okay, so maybe we cut that aspect out.
But here's what you need to do. You need to put Major League Baseball in charge of this. You need to have people in charge of the officials or the umpires in the press box to say, that's a questionable call, let's review it. Especially that one the other night with Pittsburgh and Atlanta, to say, you know what, this is going to be our call, this is too close, we're going to review it, we're going to look at it. That could have been a difference in the game going 2021-22.
You know what, guys, I think we should take this to the streets. I think we need to have our subscribers and our listeners email us in at
info@wtref.com. You can also visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/WTREF
at whattheref.com.
And boys, that's a wrap for the week. A lot of NFL, a lot of NBA, a lot of Major League Baseball with the trade deadline on Sunday. We're going to have a lot of news to talk about next week. Who went where, who did what, and who didn't do anything. So for myself, Todd Kaufman, Russell Moran, and Jason Lloyd, this is whattheref.com. We'll see y'all
on the flip side, gentlemen.
So long.